Thank you very much, Mr. President. Sweden fully subscribes to the statement by the European Union, and I will limit myself to a few points in a national capacity. Mr. President, Sweden very much appreciated the opportunity to continue discussions on autonomous weapon systems in the meetings of the GGE in April and August of this year. We commend Ambassador Singh Gill on this very able and skillful leadership of this important work. The Swedish delegation has on previous occasions stated its position on a number of issues related to laws, such as the validity of IHL, the continued maintenance of accountability for commanders and soldiers for hypothetical use of laws, the need to maintain meaningful human control, and the importance of weapons reviews under Article 36. We strongly welcome the fact that delegations during the GGE process have identified a set of principles which addresses, inter alia, these issues. Mr. President, a legally binding instrument would require a definition. We see this as particularly relevant when we're talking about weapon systems that are not a commonplace occurrence or a well-known type of weapon with known functions and uses. Sweden would, in the absence of the necessary agreed definition, support the development and adoption of a political declaration that would allow us to restate and underline all the areas in which we have or can further develop a common understanding. Mr. President, a number of issues would benefit from continued work in the GGE. Further technical presentations would be valuable in a discussion on human-machine interaction. We believe that the discussions should be as concrete and as specific as possible. Finally, Sweden supports the recommendation of the GGE for an extension of its mandate for at least 10 working days in 2019. Thank you, Mr. President.